Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Tara. I'm calling here at Santander Bank, and I have a client here who was charged multiple times.
All right. So I definitely understand you're calling in regards to a mutual customer. Of course, in regards to charges, I'll be happy to assist. May I have the customer's first and last name, please?
Yeah, so the first name is Arkady, Arkay, D as in David, IY.
And can you spell the last name, please?
Yep. T as in Thomas, A-R, T as in Thomas, A-K-O-V-S-K-Y.
All right, and can you provide me the customer zip code, please?
Sure, absolutely. 06702.
All right, thank you. Just a moment.
Sure.
Thank you for patiently holding. Can you provide me the customer's shipping address, please?
44 Center Street, Department 5, Ellis and Larry, Waterbury, Connecticut, 06702. Do you want me to explain what he told me?
I mean, you can go ahead. I'm listening.
Because he brought in a placemat, like a math kind of thing, and he said he was told he only will be charged $7 and change for shipping, but his account was charged multiple times for 49, I think 49.97.
Right. So, what I do show is the customer placed an order December 25th for a foot massager. This is basically a gadget that massages your foot, things of that nature. So, the only thing the customer had to pay initially upon placing that order would be the shipping and handling. That cost $7.45. He also, well, it looks like the order for the warranty was declined. So, yeah, that's the only thing he had to pay would be the shipping and handling for the foot massager. Within the terms and conditions, of course, where he placed the order initially, it did explain by him placing the order, he also agrees to be enrolled into our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is basically an online gadget store that you're enrolled into 48 hours after the order is placed. So by being a member, they do send him a $125 gift card every month, which is sent via email. There, he's also billed for that membership, which is priced at $49.97 a month as well. So looking at the account, I do show that the account looks like it has already been refunded for the membership charge. So that should have, reflected back to his account within an estimated 3 to 5 business days. Let me see. I was checking to see if the account was canceled. So I'm not showing a cancellation, but he's already been fully refunded for that latest charge.
And how much was the charge?
It was
$49.95 was refunded?
$49.97. That's correct.
Let me see. And when was that refunded?
That refund was submitted on January the 27th of this year.
January 27th, $49.97. $49.97. 7 8. $49.97. Refund, okay. And then how many amount he was charged, once or twice?
He was only charged once for the membership, and then the other charges for the shipping and handling of the foot massager.
take a look here at our account. So the bank filed a dispute as well, and that dispute was rejected. So initially, he was charged back in December, right? $49.97.
Correct. And I do show the chargeback status as posted on the account. And I do understand the dispute has been closed. But see, at this point, it's not going to allow us to submit a refund. If he did want to seek a refund, that would have to be through you all, because it's showing from our end with that chargeback that that refund was sent back to his bank account.
So that bank dispute, let's see here. Then amazing, you guys refund that. And then $49.97 correction debit. No, it shows you guys charge him twice for $49.97.
So that wouldn't have been us charging him twice. Anytime that a chargeback is posted and you all, you know, because you initially how a bank works, you issue a temporary credit when you open the dispute. So once that dispute is no longer valid, any credits that you all would have provided him would have been taken back. So that's not a charge from us. That would be something you all would have done by charging him twice. Well, it's not necessarily charging him. You gave him a credit and you took the credit back.
Back, yeah. All right. But his membership is canceled?
That is correct. The account is canceled, so he doesn't have to worry about any charges or, you know, future charges being made.
Okay. All right. So you gave him back one refund, $49.97, in January.
Right. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it was us that refunded him. With the charge back being posted on the account, it automatically refunded him within the system. So that's basically where he filed the dispute with you all. And anytime a dispute is filed and a charge back is placed, it's going to automatically refund those funds back to his account.
Okay. Got it. All right. Let me go over his transaction here and explain to him. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too, bye.
Thank you. Bye.